Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 4. Madhavendra Puri has just arrived in Jagannath Puri, but as text 148 explains, Madhavendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. However, this threatened to hinder his collecting sandalwood for the Gopal deity. Sri Madhavendra Puri told all the servants of Lord Jagannath and all the great devotees there the story of the appearance of Sri Gopal. When all the devotees at Jagannath Puri heard that the Gopal deity wanted sandalwood, in great pleasure they all endeavored to collect it. Those who were acquainted with government officers met with them and begged for camphor and sandalwood, which they collected. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that the Malayaja, Chandana, sandalwood, and camphor were used for the Jagannath deity. The camphor was used in his arti, and the sandalwood was used to smear his body. Both these items were under government control. Therefore, the devotees had to meet with the government officials, informing them of all the details. They attained permission to take the sandalwood and camphor outside Jagannath Puri. One brahmana and one servant were given to Madhavendra Puri just to carry the sandalwood. He was also given the necessary travel expenses. To get past the toll collectors along the way, Madhavendra Puri was supplied with the necessary release papers from government officers. The papers were placed in his hand. In this way, Madhavendra Puri started for Vrindavan with the burden of sandalwood. And after some days, he again reached the village of Ramuna and the Gopinath temple there. Gopinatha Charane Koila Bahu Namaskara Prema Velshi Nritya Gita Kalila Apar. When Madhavendra Puri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord. In the ecstasy of love, he began to dance and sing without cessation. When the priest of Gopinath saw Madhavendra Puri again, he offered all respects to him, and giving him the sweet rice prasadam, he made him eat. Madhavendra Puri took rest that night in the temple, but towards the end of the night, he had another dream. Gopal Ashiya Kohi Shuni He Madhava Kapura Chandana Ami Paye Lama Saha. Madhavendra Puri dreamed that Gopal came before him and said, O Madhavendra Puri, I have already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Kapura Sahita Gashi Sabatandan Gopi Natera Ange Nitya Kariha Lepan. Now, just grind all the sandalwood together with the camphor, and then smear the pulp on the body of Gopinath daily until it is finished. There is no difference between my body, Gopal's body, and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you will naturally also smear it on my body. Thus the temperature of my body will be reduced. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Gopal was situated in Vrindavan, which was far from Ramuna. In those days, one had to pass through provinces governed by the Muslims who sometimes hindered travelers. Considering the trouble of his devotee, Lord Gopal, the greatest well-wisher of his devotees, ordered Madhavendra Puri to smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, which was none different from the body of Gopal. In this way, the Lord relieved Madhavendra Puri from trouble and inconvenience. You should not hesitate to act according to my order, said Gopal in the dream. Believing in me, just do what is needed. After giving these instructions, Gopal disappeared, and Madhavendra Puri awoke. He immediately called for all the servants of Gopinath, and they came before him. Madhavendra Puri said, "Smear the body of Gopinath with this camphor and sandalwood I have brought for Gopal and Vrindavan. Do this regularly, every day. If the sandalwood pulp is smeared over the body of Gopinath, then Gopal will be cooled. After all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent. His order is all-powerful." The servants of Gopinath became very pleased to hear in the summer all the sandalwood pulp would be used to anoint the body of Gopinath. Puri kahe, e dui gashibe chandan, ara jana dui deha dibe vitana. Madhavendra Puri said, "These two assistants will regularly grind the sandalwood, and you should also get two other people to help. I shall pay their salaries." In this way, Gopinathji was supplied ground sandalwood pulp daily. The servants of Gopinath were very pleased with this. In this way, the sandalwood pulp was smeared over the body of Gopinath until the whole stock was finished. Madhavendra Puri stayed there until that time. At the end of the summer, Madhavendra Puri returned to Jagannath Puri, where he remained with great pleasure during the whole period of Chaturmasya. With great trouble and after much labor, Madhavendra Puri brought the load of sandalwood to Ramuna. However, he was still very pleased. He discounted all the difficulties. To test the intense love of Madhavendra Puri, Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ordered him to bring sandalwood from Nilachala. And when Madhavendra Puri passed this examination, the Lord became very merciful to him. Such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the devotee's lovable object, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not even have the capacity. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the famous verse of Madhavendra Puri. That verse is just like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. Continuously rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. As the Kastoba money is considered the most precious of valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best of poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy only was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. Srila Prabhupada's short purport. This indicates that only Srimati Radharani, Madhavendra Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are capable of understanding the purport of this verse. Shesha kale e shloka patite patite. Siddha prapti hoila purira shlokera sahite. Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus, uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. And here is the verse, text 197. Ayi dina dayadra natta he matura natta kadava lokyase. Riddhayam twad aloka kataram dayita brahmiti kim karom yaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Purport. The uncontaminated devotees who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, the Madhvacharya sampradaya was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus he took sannyas according to parampara, the disciplic succession, beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the acharya named Lakshmipati. There was no realization of devotional service and conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, and this conclusion of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured southern India and met the Tattvavadis, who supposedly belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Chaitanya left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central to this verse. Worship in separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus, he addresses the Lord as Dina Dayadranath, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such an ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she expressed herself thus. My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor and you are very merciful, so kindly have compassion upon me and let me know when I shall see you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing this, the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited. When she saw Uddhav at Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishwara Puri. All the devotees in the line of Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. Continuing. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed, and sometimes he cried, and sometimes he danced and sang. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, "Ai Dina, Ai Dina," repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love, and when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. When many people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, and there was a resounding arati performance. When the deities were laid down to rest, the priest came out of the temple and offered all 12 pots of sweet rice to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and all the pots of sweet rice remnants left by Gopinath were placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very pleased. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of them. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priest. Then the 5 pots of sweet rice the Lord had accepted were distributed amongst the 5 devotees, and they ate the prasadam. Being identical with the Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sweet rice. Yet, just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sweet rice as a devotee. Nama Sankirtane Seiratri Gonaila Mangala Atri Deki Prabhate Chalila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night at the temple engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangala Arti performance, he departed. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus, I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 4th chapter, describing Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. Hare Krishna.